There are just 8 days to go until we go to the polls to elect the next President of Ireland. Catherine Connolly and Heather Humphreys are busy touring the country, and our reporter Barry Gallagher joined them in counties Cavan and Kildare.
Hello, how are you?
Familiar territory for presidential candidate Heather Humphreys this week, who yesterday began her Cavan campaign trail with a visit to her old secondary school, St Aidan's Comprehensive, in Coothill.
TY.
What have you learned all about politics?
So my name's Amy and I'm head girl here in St Aidan's.
So can you tell me, Amy, what's it like to have Heather Humphreys visit your school today?
I mean, it's an honour. She's a past pupil here, so it's just been brilliant to have her back, and she's always been very good to our school and has come back multiple times this year, so it's brilliant. We definitely want someone that's a voice for young people. That's definitely the main thing that I think, and I think Heather would be a good candidate for that as well.
A busier schedule for Catherine Connolly this week, who on Tuesday travelled through Kildare, beginning her visit with Chair Aerobics in Naas.
You make it look very simple.
Followed by woodcrafts at the local men's shed in Clane.
Can you sign here?
Am I signed there?
Yeah, can you sign my bar?
Oh my god.
No way.
Can you sign my jumper? I have like 50
years old. Your parents might be upset.
Nah, they won't.
How do you know? Did you ask them?
And an afternoon at the all-Irish speaking Scoil Í Dailí in Leixlip and other neighbouring schools. You met Catherine Connolly today. What was it like? What did she say?
It was lovely. She seems like a lovely girl.
She's very nice.
She seems like a lovely woman.
Yeah, she's a very nice woman. Yeah. And I will definitely be making my mum and my dad vote for her.
So I asked her. I went up to her and I asked her to do keepy uppies with my ball, and she done it. Then I asked her to sign my ball.
So cool. I'm never washing my hand anymore.
Ew.
Every wee stitch. I need glasses to see the ball. But there's a lot of wee stitches there. I can tell you.
In Coothill, Miss Humphreys felt right at home at the town's local library, calling into a local craft group and woman's shed.
I'm originally from New Bliss, so I've been in Labour years.
Yeah, what's
Finnegan.
Oh, Finnegan! Oh, yes, right, yes, I have you now. Yeah.
These former constituents of Heather Humphreys happy to see her return on the presidential campaign trail.
It was great. She knew so many people, and she was always incredibly popular in Coothill, very hard-working. When she was the manager of Coothill Credit Union.
What do you want from your president, regardless of I suppose where they're from?
Who it is. You just want somebody to represent the country properly. Well, they're going to be on the international stage. They're going to have to travel to various countries, meet diplomats, meet other heads of state, carry themselves well, have a bit of political experience, a bit of political nous.
And how do you think the campaign's been going so far?
I think it's been very lacklustre, in fairness. There hasn't been much excitement in it.
What do you want from your president?
Well, God, I couldn't answer you.
Well, she said that in her speech, that she said that she would do her utmost for everybody if she got in. And she's very, a very approachable lady.
I am simply a symbol, and ye have power, and it's time to use your power and your voice to create and shape a new republic. Thank you very much.
Miss Connolly ended her Kildare campaign at Maynooth University with an address to hundreds of young voters ahead of their own student union elections.
I think she's a terrific candidate, and I think as well with the Gaeilge it was particularly special.
Hi, my name is Charlie Middleton. I am the Vice President of Academic Affairs and Acting MSU President. We're so delighted to have her here today on campus. We're so delighted that she came here and she actually facilitated a place for students to come and speak to her and just see her. She has her own views and it's not just taken over by one political party, and that's so incredibly important to look at all sides of this debate and stuff like that as well. And I feel like as Head of State and as President, she would be doing that.
And that report from the campaign trail from Barry Gallagher.